It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, September 12, 2014. Today marks the 55th anniversary of the very first telecast of the NBC Western series Bonanza, which endured for 14 seasons and 430 episodes. It ranks as the second longest-running Western ever, just behind Gunsmoke. And even today, the exploits of the Cartwright clan continue to appear in syndication all over the world. Bonanza was an atypical Western in its time. Its storylines focused on how Ben Cartwright and his three sons cared for each other and their neighbors rather than simply riding the range. It was a period drama set shortly after the Civil War, but it confronted contemporary issues, something not often attempted on television in the late 1950s. Episodes ranged from high drama to broad comedy and addressed such topics as the environment, substance abuse, domestic violence, anti-war sentiment, interracial marriage, and out-of-wedlock births. The series was bold in its examination of bigotry, directed toward Asians, African Americans, Native Americans, Jews, Mormons, the disabled, and little people. One particularly striking instance of the show's addressing racism from a compassionate point of view aired in 1964 at the height of the civil rights crisis, in which the Cartwrights help a free African American who is unjustly arrested as a fugitive slave. The program's frank confrontation of the outrageous Dred Scott decision by the Supreme Court gave the show's sponsors some misgivings, and some TV stations in the Deep South refused to run the episode. Initially, Bonanza aired on Saturday evenings opposite Perry Mason. The show's ratings were dismal, and it was soon targeted for cancellation. But NBC kept it because it was one of the first series to be broadcast in color, including scenes of picturesque Lake Tahoe in Nevada. NBC's corporate parent, RCA, used the show to spur sales of color television sets. NBC moved Bonanza to Sundays, and its ratings soared. By 1964, it was number one, an honor it kept for the next four seasons. It was the first show to hit the top five list for 9 consecutive seasons, a record that stood for many years. As the popularity of Westerns began to decline in the early 70s, Bonanza dropped out of the top 10, and the unexpected death of Dan Blocker in 1972 caused its ratings to plummet. The last episode ran in January 1973, but syndicated reruns began immediately and continue to this very day. The show was promoted in one of the most successful merchandising campaigns in television history. There were comic books, record albums, whiskey decanters, children's books, action figures, a theme park, collector plates, lunch boxes, 2 chains of steakhouse restaurants, and the list goes on and on. Bonanza's even been woven into the fabric of other successful TV programming. In an episode of Frasier, Martin Crane reprimands his son, saying, "If you were Hoss and Little Joe, Ben Cartwright would kick your sorry butts right off the Ponderosa." After apologizing, Frasier tells his brother Niles, "He's back on the Cartwrights again. You know, someday we really should ask him just who they are." I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 12, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.